Turn to Proverbs 8:23. We're into the interesting section of Proverbs 8. I think the most interesting part to me anyway. Proverbs 8:23, it says, I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning or ever the earth was. So we want to look at that first part there where it says, I was set up from everlasting. Of course, I in the verse is wisdom personified, and we've seen that over and over again. I will define wisdom for you again, and I've included the introductory part of the definition. In the OED, sometimes it'll have like a little, like almost like an introductory definition, and then it'll go to number one. It's like a broad kind of general definition first, and I don't know why I haven't included this, but it says the quality or character of being wise, or something in which this is exhibited. And I'm going to define wise here in a second. But wisdom is capacity of judging rightly in matters relating to life and conduct, soundness of judgment in the choice of means and ends, sometimes less strictly sound sense, especially in practical affairs, opposed to folly. Then wise, the adjective, is having or exercising sound judgment or discernment, capable of judging truly concerning what is right or fitting, and disposed to act accordingly. Having the ability to perceive and adopt the best means for accomplishing an end, characterized by good sense and prudence, opposed to foolish. I really like that definition. I like that definition better than the definition of wisdom, actually, just because it really encapsulates it so well. Exercising sound judgment and discernment, and then judging what is true, judging truly concerning what is right and fitting, and then acting accordingly. So that's really a wise person can penetrate through things. He can make differences. He can figure out what's why or what's true and just, and then pursue that and follow that, and act accordingly. And then being able to perceive and adopt the best means for accomplishing an end. So that's what wisdom is. And it says there that wisdom was set up from everlasting. So the question would be, what does set up mean? I think when I heard the word set up, when I first read this, I'm thinking like established, like if you set up a business, you create something out of nothing, or if you, you know, set up some organization or things like that. But set up, that's not what it primarily means, actually. To find the definition of set up, I looked under the definition of set, the verb, and I had to go the whole way down to number 154 definition, and that's the phrase set up. And that means, now the first one here, there's a whole bunch of, there's different senses that set up can mean, but the first one is to place in a high or lofty position, to raise to an elevated situation. It also means to place in an exalted, eminent, or superior position, to raise to power or authority, sometimes specifically to put on the throne. I've given that definition there and underlined the word exalted because we're going to see that this is the sense in which set up is used, and I will show you here that in a minute. It also means to speak highly of, to extol, praise. We're going to see those words come up again. To put forward as a model, put on a pedestal. So that's what set up means. It's to exalt something, extol it, praise it, raise it up to an elevated position, put it on a pedestal, in other words. So from eternity past, God placed wisdom in a high, lofty, exalted, and eminent position in his mind. In other words, wisdom from the very beginning in God's mind was in a very high place. God put a premium on wisdom. Like it was like one of the most important things to God was wisdom. And it's always been the principal thing in God's estimation, because Solomon tells us that in Proverbs 4 and verse 7. You'll remember this verse. It says, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Principal means first or highest in rank or importance, that is, at the head of all the rest, of the greatest account or value, foremost or chief. I believe the definition there, I thought, said something about, I mean, it says higher, lofty place. It didn't mention rank. But basically, principle, something that is set up is principle. It's in a high position. And then God tells us to exalt wisdom It's because he exalts it. In verse 8, Proverbs 4 and verse 8, the next verse, it says, exalt her, that is wisdom, and she shall promote thee, she shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. And this is interesting. We need to find exalt. Exalt means to raise or set up on high, to lift up, elevate, which is exactly what set up meant. In various figurative and non-material senses, which is how this is used here, to raise in rank, there's where rank was. Principal, remember that was first or highest in rank. Exalt is also to raise in rank, honor, estimation, power, or wealth, to praise, extol, magnify. And if you'll remember, the definition of set up had to raise to an elevated situation, just like exalt means. It was to raise to power, just like exalt means. It was to praise and extol, just like exalt means. So you see, these two things are synonyms. When God says to exalt wisdom, he's saying set up wisdom. When God set up wisdom from everlasting, he exalted wisdom. In other words, God spoke highly of wisdom, praised her, and raised her to a prominent rank in his estimation from everlasting. Wisdom has always been the principal thing with God. And then she says she was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, wherever the earth was. So from the beginning of time, and even before the earth was created, God placed wisdom on a pedestal. She was set up. She was exalted. She was the principal thing. Now, it makes sense then, since God exalted wisdom from everlasting, it follows that Jesus Christ, who is the embodiment of wisdom, of God's wisdom, would in due time, after his resurrection, be given the preeminence over all things. So let's see how this all ties together here. If you look in Colossians 2, 3 through 9, remember, wisdom in Proverbs chapter 8 is not a prophecy of a pre-incarnate Jesus Christ or something like that, of an eternal Son of God. Wisdom is wisdom. But in Jesus Christ is God's wisdom. And therefore, Jesus Christ possesses these qualities. Colossians 2, verses 3 and 9. It says, in whom, that's in Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And the reason is, verse 9, for in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. That's why he's called the wisdom of God. In 1 Corinthians 1:24, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. So in Christ, all God's wisdom dwells. And remember, wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom is set up. Wisdom is exalted, elevated. So if you have Jesus Christ, who is God manifest in the flesh, and in him dwells all the wisdom of God, what position is he going to have? He's going to be exalted. He's going to be set up. He's going to be the chief, the principal, right? And that's exactly what the scripture tells us. Colossians 1 and verse 18, it says, for he is the head, which is the king, you know, the guy at the top. For he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. And you know what preeminence means? It means higher rank or distinction, priority of place, precedence, superiority. In other words, he's exalted. And that's what it says of him, that he's at the right hand of God, exalted, angels and authority and powers being made subject unto him. So God set up wisdom from the beginning, and then Jesus Christ, who is the embodiment of wisdom, is also set up on God's throne in due time as he came into this world. So that takes care of Proverbs 8 and verse 23.
Just a quick note at the end of the sermon. The most important thing a believer in Jesus Christ can do is to be a member of one of God's true churches. If you're not already a member of one, go to pastorwagner.com/churches to see if there is a true church or other believers of like faith near you. That's pastorwagner.com/churches.